The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We talked last week about this maskne phenomenon where people have been breaking out in spots because they're wearing face masks all day. And I'm thinking about people on the front line as much as anyone else with this, because we could be dealing with a lot more of this because of, as of today, it's mandatory to wear face coverings on public transport. And you really should pay heed to that, because it's important for people sitting near you as much as for yourself. We've asked Jennifer Rock, who's the CEO and founder of The Skin Nerd, to come in and give us the rundown on it all so that we can mind ourselves a bit better. Welcome, Jennifer. Nice
good
to
morning.
Meet you. What is maskne? Does it have, I mean, it's a, we don't like the word. We think it's a bit trying a bit hard, but give us what it means anyway.
I suppose the concept is that when you're wearing masks constantly, there is a possibility that your top layer of your skin will become irritated. So they call it compromised. When your skin is compromised in any shape or form, it's prone to two things: either dryness and sensitivity, or else problematic skin, which is a form of acne, or acne is a form of problematic skin. So maskne is ultimately when you're wearing masks constantly, and then you're more prone to bacteria breeding in the area due to the humidity in the close proximity.
Yeah.
And then
you get
spots.
All spotty. Yeah.
Ultimately, you get spots.
And
yeah.
Kind of rash-like, is it?
And it can be so tender. Like, we have, I suppose, because a lot of our business is online and socially driven, and people are contacting through Instagram, etc. And there's been so many frontline workers asking, what do I do? It is, obviously, as you said today, for everybody now onwards, it's mandatory, but people are really down about it. It's sore. It's not a vanity-based condition. It's more so a health condition, because the skin is raw at times.
Okay, so this isn't just a sort of a passing fancy of an item. This is quite serious for people who are working really hard, really long hours, really important work, and they have this added burden now of this painful thing emerging onto their masks.
It can.
Can you help?
Absolutely. So I think the first thing I'd say is looking at what material you use in a mask and how large the mask is. So a lot of people are perhaps wearing masks that just cover the lips, but it can lead to, like, the adhesion can irritate just underneath the nose, and it's causing a lot of irritation. So I'm a big fan of covering up the whole mouth, the whole nose, the whole area. I'm a glasses wearer, so it becomes more difficult to breathe. You tend to have, you need little window wipers for your glasses, but that's a separate situation. So I think it's about the material, making sure it's 100% cotton, that it does allow the skin to actually perform as it should, because a lot of bacteria will breed underneath there, which will lead back to, as you say, maskne. The other side is washing it. Treat it like a face cloth or a pair of underwear. You would wash it religiously and regularly, and you would replenish often. Yeah. I think that's a key element as well.
I noticed in certain supermarkets you can buy a 10 pack of the blue, I don't think they're medical grade, because they say don't use those because they're too important to be using somewhere else, but you know, the kind of soft light blue ones, that with the elastic thing and a little piece of metal on the nose or whatever it is, or plastic. Are they to be recommended even more highly than homegrown?
I think the hard part, because sustainability is obviously such a huge conversation as well, so it's almost like there's this contradiction where you're encouraging people to recycle, but you're trying to ensure that they choose the right material. So for me, those ones have actually caused more irritation for people from what we've seen. I suppose Nerd Network is a consultancy business that we have, where people come, and we have 15,000 members, and there's 10% of our members are frontline members. They work in the hospital, etc. And they've actually found that those ones cause the most irritation because they don't truly fit. I think it's the fit that we have to be concerned with. If it's loose and it allows friction, there's almost like a chafing element there. Yeah. So it's a mechanical form of irritation. So making sure it fits really comfortably and wrapping it around your ear so that it sits snug on your face, as opposed to move throughout the day.
Now, you talk about the material being, you know, changing that if you didn't like the mask, or if it's irritating the skin. What about if you actually have this rash or these spots? Is there a cream or something you can do to soothe the heat off it or the pain of it?
Anyone that follows online will know that I'm a devil for recommending key ingredients the whole time. So for me, skincare doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to have 17 skincare steps at home. It's about having the right ingredients in the correct formula. So what I mean by that is, hydration is key always, but I really believe in looking after the skin inside out. So I know you want, and anyone listening wants me to say, buy this product and this will absolutely cure it, but that's just not always achievable. So eating things like good fats, so your essential fatty acids, be it your nuts, your seeds, your oils, that will actually hydrate the skin internally. So the skin itself is healthier by the time you feel and touch and see it. So feeding your skin inside is genuinely step one. Okay. However, from a more traditional answer, which is what people want me to say, cleansing is definitely important. So a nice lightweight cleanser. Don't lean too much on surfactant, or, you know, those cleansers that you might wash in the shower.
Something I haven't a clue.
You haven't a clue. No. So something
you're coming from
So something that's really like, a, you know, when you wash yourself in the shower and it might lather up and it kind of has a foam to it, they are ideal psychologically because they make you feel truly, truly clean. But actually, interestingly, they can sometimes irritate or exasperate an irritated skin. And this is what we're facing right now. So I think the main thing is to wash with a nice light cream or a lotion so it's not disrupting your what's called your natural acid mantle, the top layer of your skin. So really 60 second cleanse with a nice cream lotion will just give back to the skin as opposed to always take away. I think the reality is we forget that the skin is an organ. We tend to see it as either an accessory where we paint it or perhaps a lot of females might tan it, etc. And I think we just have to be aware of that. Secondly, I am a fan of something called retinol. So Ryan, let me educate you.
This whole conversation is an education, so it's great. Go on.
Education is everything we're based.
No, it means
so
I can have quite a lengthy conversation with my daughter later, which is great.
Yes, you can educate. You can pass on the knowledge, the nerdiness.
I will.
Retinol is a form of vitamin A and it can truly irritate the skin, but it's extremely anti-aging. So it's quite a popular ingredient. However, at this moment in time, it's not an ingredient I'd advocate or be a big fan of. So just be aware of anything too active, too acid-based, because it will just exfoliate the skin. And technically, the masks are potentially irritating the skin and having a mechanical exfoliation as is. So what would I say? I'd say a lot of hydration, a lot of lightweight hydration. And remember that when you apply these masks, you don't actually protect yourself against the sun. So you do have to apply your SPF. So that still is key, particularly as you come into the summer. So be aware of that.
I'm so ignorant about this. I remember saying to somebody, I think the moisturiser I use has UVF in it. And they said, has a paramilitary organisation in yours? I said, oh, sorry, SPF. I knew I got that
SPF
wrong.
SPF is so important. Like, genuinely, it's the underdog of skincare. It definitely doesn't
It's the underdog of skincare.
Yeah, very much so. I think people don't see it as the attractive solution. They want the acids, they want the toners, they want the beautiful packaging and the beautiful aroma.
Yeah.
But honestly, your skin is an organ. It deserves to be protected.
And do people spend money stupidly on skin products?
So you say stupidly, I'd say cleverly.
No, what I mean by that question, sorry, I should correct myself.
Do you think
that people spend money on products for their skin, where in a way that they buy expensive stuff, but actually the cheaper stuff is just as, if not better? Is that the case in skincare?
Yeah, so for me, the best analogy I always give for skincare is that it's like a dinner plate. So it really doesn't matter what gender you identify yourself as, whether you're 12, 92, regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
Skin is an organ. And maskne, as the topic that we're here today to talk about, represents that. It doesn't matter who you are, you're still prone to it because you have to wear a mask now. So going back to the analogy piece, for me, you know, I should eat fats every day, protein every day, drink water every day, have my carbs every day, so should you, so should everybody.
Yeah.
So in skincare, the same applies. You should just have the key ingredients you need to be the healthiest version of yourself. You don't need the 17 skincare steps. So yes, absolutely, to answer your question. Some people fall in love with the aroma. They have like a nostalgic or kind of an emotional attachment to, my mom used that brand and
sure,
I love it therefore. But for me, it's about getting cleansing onto the skin, removing it thoroughly, just washing your skin basically, and then using a serum that has active ingredients. So what active ultimately means is that has the ability to truly penetrate into the skin to have an impact, as opposed to just feeling good and looking lovely and smelling divine. That's less what we're about in Nerd HQ. And then SPF, honestly, that's how simple skincare can be. Cleanse, serum, SPF.
You're the skin nerd, and you are part of the nerd network, and because you have the knowledge, that I presume that's where the nerd thing comes from. You're just and you're obsessed about it in a very positive and healthy way.
Yes,
that's okay.
Yes, yes.
No, I'm all about that, and I appreciate that entirely. Isn't skin very interesting from the point of view, particularly on the face, how it can really affect your confidence if your skin isn't working for you? And it doesn't matter what age you are, because if you have lots of spots as a teenager, that's most unfortunate, even though that's the rite of passage. That's life. So any teenager listening today who have lots of spots, welcome to the world. We all had to have
them.
Yes,
we did.
When you're an adult, if you get one zit, you might as well have the planet Mars in your face, even though no one else notices it. We're very conscious of the skin, and it does affect your mood or your confidence in a given day.
Do you know, it's really interesting. I launched this initiative last year called Project Love Your Skin. So for me, skincare isn't necessarily just the aesthetic element that people would presume it falls into. And those people that feel that are typically the people that have been fortunate enough to never have suffered with it. So they just see skin and away they go and, you know, they clean it. We hope that's hygiene in the shower. But then for those of us that, and myself included, which is how I got into skincare, that have really suffered with it, it does and it can impact how you feel in yourself. My favourite testimonials that came off the back of Project Love Your Skin was when people said, like, I've left the house without makeup for the first time in years. My husband actually has now seen me for me. Like, there was a particular woman I remember, she used to get up every morning and apply makeup to mask and camouflage herself because she just didn't feel good enough literally within her own skin.
So, yes.
Or women that say, like, I feel conscious going to the school gates and I'm aware that other women might be judging. And the reality is they probably aren't, but that's how they feel about themselves. So you're 100% correct. For me, skincare falls into the realm of self-care. And because it is an organ, I don't feel that, you know, spending money on the correct ingredients with clinical data behind them should be something that we feel is a pleasure, but it's more about just actually looking after your skin. And if it helps you feel good in yourself, absolutely go for it.
I see younger people sometimes, they might put on the full gâteau, as I sometimes call it, the visage de gâteau. And it's fully on. And then you might see them the next day after the night, you know, they might have been at a party or something. You see them the next day and they're the innocence of it gone and they're just going out to play, or they're not play, but they're going out to do it. But they look so much better and young and Irish and less, you know, otherworldly, you know.
I think it's escapism. Like, my son is 16, so I know your youngest is 15. So I see a lot of his female friends and they play and they explore and it's artistic. But I think in Ireland, like when I travel abroad, I travel a lot with work typically. And when you see different nationalities, they tend to lean less on makeup. So I'm a big fan of what's called mineral makeup, which again, actually back to the mask me piece, is advantageous because it doesn't really harbour bacteria in the traditional typical way. So some people do wear makeup to just feel like a defence and an armour and go for it. If that's what helps you,
so
who am I to say otherwise?
No, you're right.
But mineral makeup definitely is ideal because it doesn't harbour bacteria. It looks like skin. It doesn't look like, you say, this visage or this, you know, heavy duty. And I think that's something to consider.
I've railed against fake tan since I was a young man. I just
what?
Don't like, no, I'm just not a
you
fan.
You don't apply it every day?
I don't, just once Shocked. A week for the late. No. I'm just not a fan. And that's the way it is. I won't go on about it because it's very boring, actually. I'm boring myself when I talk about it now. And my oldest would have had kind of gone for years, gone, leave it out, stop. And we know you don't like it, fair enough. And one day she just eventually said, it just makes me feel good. And that shut me up.
Yeah,
I realised, well, do you know what? Who am I to argue?
Absolutely.
If it makes you feel good, do it.
I think it's the application, though, isn't it? I think.
Now we're into a
total. Let's not lie. No, we'll be here for 2 hours. Keep moving.
Let's talk about the myth that lies lingering around like an unloved mud bath. Would you mind asking the skin nerd? My 16-year-old daughter has an open pore on her cheek. It really upsets her. What can we do? An open pore?
Open pore. It depends on why it was caused. So a lot of people are prone to open pores. It can be a blackhead that was filled inside.
Sure.
Open pores are usually just elasticity stretch. So think about an elastic band and it's nice and tight at the beginning and then over time it kind of ever so slightly stretches and it's very hard for it to recoil. The answer is actually an ingredient I mentioned already, vitamin A. But I was saying earlier that retinol, which is a form of vitamin A, it's an alcohol form. It's quite an irritant. So at the moment, not perhaps something to consider. But there's another form. I will spell it out. It's like a nerdy word. Good. So it's called retinyl palmitate. But I'm not being smart. If you Google vitamin A, it'll come up as a form. Ultimately, it's a fat form of vitamin A that's really gentle for the skin, perfect for a teenager, and has the data behind it to say that it will truly help to recoil.
You really are a nerd. This is why we wanted you on the program today. What's your site if people want to go to? Because I think you'd be very helpful for parents and teenagers and other all between. If people want to find you and ask you a question or whatever, what's your site?
Of course, yes. So the website is The Skin Nerd and we are found on
skinnerd.com.
The skinnerd.com and then on Instagram, The Skin, everywhere we are The Skin Nerd.
You're the boss there, Jennifer Rock. Great. You've great fluidity to your answers. Can you ask your guest, can you use this serum if you have rosacea? Shimon wants to know.
Serum, for those that don't know, compared to a typical moisturiser, which we're probably more trained to knowing, serum is ultimately, it's a lighter weight consistency. It feels tackier on the skin. Why is that something that you might want? I'm perhaps not promoting it right, but it really has the ability to penetrate into the skin. Don't forget that the skin is a barrier. It's not actually designed. Like, cavemen did not sit and lather products on. So we need to help it with science for the products to penetrate, to have an impact lower down. Rosacea, for anyone that doesn't know, is a chronic condition. It's a medical condition, always needs medical assistance. It typically presents across the cheeks. It looks like a butterfly. It's red, it's sore, it's inflamed. Actually, those people are quite prone to mask situations from today onwards, unfortunately. Can exacerbate
them.
It, yeah, definitely. But the answer to the question is yes. So you can use a serum, but it's ultimately what's inside the serum. So the analogy I often give back to that is, that's like me saying, Ryan, I go to the gym every day, I twirl and I leave, but you might go to the gym every day and lift weights. So what you do while you're there is what truly packs the punch. So with a serum, both can say serum, but look for something with vitamin A, as I mentioned, vitamin vitamin C, vitamin E. There are key ingredients we all need for skin health, rather than a serum that feels divine, smells beautiful, and the packaging is
go practical rather than beautiful.
Go nerdy.
Go nerdy. Okay, last one. I have to keep this kind of brief, if you don't mind, because a lot of people got stressed out during the pandemic, as you can imagine, and that they feel that it's related to skin eruptions. Can stress do this to your skin?
100%.
100%. Okay. And again, if you want to know how to try and address that, go to theskinnerd.com, and that's where you'll get all your advice from Jennifer and her, I presume, team of nerds working behind the scenes.
Yes, we have humans. We call them humans. I can't say the word humans. We trademark the word humans. We've lots of humans that support. We're there to help anytime they want.
Hey, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good to see you. Jennifer Rock joining us live in studio this morning.